Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 4:50, down 3 1/4 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 3:69, down 5 1/2 on the open. May, 3:77 1/2, down 4. July, 3:89, down 4 1/2. September, 3:97 1/2, down 7 1/2. December, 4:11 1/2, down 5 1/2. March, 4:18, down 7 on the open. March corn opened at 2:23 1/2. Down 2 1/2 on the open. May, 2:31, down 3 1/2. July, 2:42 1/4, down 2 3/4. September, 2:50, down 3. December, 2:60, down 3. The red line March, 2:66 3/4, down 3 on the open. May oats open at 1:83 1/2, down 1 3/4 on the open. March beans opened at 5:74, down 4 1/4 on the open. May, 5:84, down 5 1/4. July, 5:95, down 5 1/2. August, $6, down 6 1/2. September, 6:04, down 5. November, 6:09, down 5 3/4. January, 6:15, down 5 1/2 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 171.50, down 90 on the open. May, 174.40, up 1. March soybean oil opened at 23.75, down 10 on the open. May at 23.95, down 21. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeders opened at 101.35, down 22.5 on the open. April, 22.75, down 20. May, 103.40, down 70 on the open. April live cattle opened at 83.35, down 10 on the open. June, 78.60, down 50. April lean hogs opened at 58.70, up 12.5 on the open. May, 66.85, up 12.5. June, 67.85, down 27.5. July, 67.40, down 25 on the open. And March bellies opened at 87.20. down 25 on the open. Be sure to join us this evening at 7 o'clock at the Champaign County Farm Bureau Auditorium for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Panelists for tonight's meeting include Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities, Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. That's at the Champaign County Farm Bureau Auditorium tonight at 7 o'clock, a free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panel. And, of course, no advance reservations are required. Come on down and get your individual questions answered.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Let's go ahead and look at the range of trading. And as we do, we currently see in the wheat pit at the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat trading down anywhere from 6 1/2 to down 9. Over in the corn pit, trading anywhere down 4 to down 4 3/4. And then in soybeans, trading anywhere down from 5 1/4 to 7. Joining us now to take a look at the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I wonder if traders, after the report on Friday and then coming back after pretty good rains over the weekend across part of the Corn Belt, much of the Corn Belt, is actually saying, you know, it's time to really go ahead and hit those fundamentals, and that's what they're doing this morning. Is that it?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing some selling interest surface here. When you look at the fundamental picture, you're correct. With bird flu around, rain around, and lack of real big export business right at the moment here, there's reason to take the marker lower. If you go back in history, it seems like Mondays have been big ups or big downs or sets the tone there. And unfortunately, I guess I'm the bad guy for the week setting the bearish precedents for the week here. But I think we'll hopefully find a low here today or tomorrow. Kind of hard to imagine the market will completely fall out of bed here until they actually get the USDA numbers on the acreage estimates towards the end of the month here. But we're definitely going to be on the fence here for a day or 2 days.
Do you like May corn finding support around 227.5?
Well, that's the lower end of the spectrum, correct. If we do take that up, that's going to take that out to the downside. That will set the stage to see the trade sell the strength. They're definitely going to follow the moving averages for, say, as far as the index funds, they're really not expected to come into the marketplace until we get into that first week of April.
And in the soybeans, we've been talking for quite a while with most of our analysts that it's just a matter of time before we test some significant lows, even maybe all the way back to November's 28,559.5. Do you feel over the last several sessions that we're beginning to creep on down in that direction?
Well, a close below 580 in the maize would set the stage to pull back to the 555 area. Close below 550 would set the stage to drift on back down to that 530 area. Eventually, I think we can go down there. It's just the fact that we still got the South American crop to get out of the field yet. Brazil's estimated to be about 25% down with their harvest. So the trade's going to make sure those beans get into the world pipelines in a timely fashion. Of course, we'll watch the Asian customers and see how they react to the South American production prospects and how well they get those beans into their pipeline, too.
And it looks like, at least today, wheat is actually the leader to the downside. Is that?
Well, we had a lot of weather premium built into the marketplace, and they've got the best chance they've had in a long time for the far western wheat belt, anywhere from quarter to three-quarters of an inch on pretty good coverage. As you go eastward, that was amounts that are going to be up to 1.5 to 1.5 inches of rain in the dry areas there. So it's going to help out the crop tremendously. They've been in dire need. Whether it's too late or not, we'll see as that progresses. Then, too, you're looking at here in the eastern belt. These rains have helped the wheat crop, soft red wheat crop, quite a bit. And so we'll definitely see the trade run for cover here this morning.
And if producers haven't done anything with Noves at 610 now and D's corn at 559.25, you would recommend doing something soon, I suppose.
I'd let her rip right here. I'd sell the market. I'd get up to 50% sold on this new crop production. I'd get old crop pretty well where you want to be, up to 80-90% sold. There's tremendous downside risk from here on out.
Thank you very much. That's Kirk Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City, 440 down 7. March wheat at the Board of Trade, 367.5 down 7. May, 375.5 down 6. March corn, 221.5 down 4.5. May, 230.25 down 4.25. July, 240.75 down 4.25. December, 259 down 4. March beans, 573 down 5.25. May, 584.25 down 5. July, 596 down 4.5. November, 609.5 down 5.25. A tornado watch in effect for much of central Indiana until 11 o'clock noon Eastern time. A severe thunderstorm watch in effect for much of far southern Indiana until 11 central noon Eastern. Flood watches in effect for portions of central and southern Indiana. And a wind advisory in effect for much of central, east central, and southeastern Illinois late this morning through this evening and for much of Indiana this afternoon and tonight. You're listening to WILL Urbana.